Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. We're not trying to sell your product or solicit a contribution. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Thank you very much. It won't take long. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Very interested.
Thank you very much. Do you define your racial classification as African American or Black, White, Hispanic, or Asian?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the conditions of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings?
Satisfied.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go. When you hear your friends, co-workers, and neighbors discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
Some confidence.
Thank you. If the New Orleans public school had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Definitely vote for.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which one reflects your views the most. The first one is, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Or maintaining and preserving...
I'm sorry.
Yes?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. If you could repeat that, please.
Okay, yeah, then no problem. The first statement is, because of the rise in the costs of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving the New Orleans public school buildings, or maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Which one of the two statements reflects best your view?
The latter.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Now, voters are motivated to support the proposition for various reasons. For each one of the following, please tell me if you would be not at all influenced, influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one is learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045.
I support that, yes.
So would you be strongly influenced or somewhat influenced to support the 20-year millage renewal?
I'd be strongly influenced.
Thank you. And learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild school buildings after Hurricane Katrina without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them.
So I would be, that's a reason to support the millage. So I strongly, okay. Influence.
Thank
that would
you.
Strongly influence me.
Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
That would strongly influence me.
Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Yep, that would strongly influence me.
Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage.
Yeah, that would strongly influence me.
Learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city.
That would strongly influence me.
Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes.
That would strongly influence me.
Thank you very much. Now that we have talked more about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Definitely vote for.
Thank you. As we conclude this survey, I just want to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school?
No.
A teacher at a New Orleans public school?
No.
A staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, 61 and above.
61 and above.
Now, stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate or professional school.
Graduate of professional school.
Thank you. Grad. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you very much. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.